This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us today. And with us now, as we start our program, as we do each week, is a co-host on New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He's our career expert, and we're talking about helping you with your career with some really wonderful advice and some insights. RippleConnects.com is where you can find him online, or 763-438-1621. Good morning, Joe McKenzie.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And we want to talk really directly this morning about integrating your career story into your job search. As we start to think about this, Joe, how do you begin to integrate your own career story into your job search? And I have a follow-up question.
Okay. You start by understanding your career journey in a lot of ways, and you bring the human element to your job search. Often we network, we talk to other people about what we want to do next, but we leave off our story because we want to get down to the nuts and bolts of where we've been, what positions we held. But Freddie, often our careers, they have a story to them. We all have a story. Freddie, I can directly attribute to where I am today now to the 2008 financial crisis. And how is that? I was working in a credit union that had to merge because of the financial crisis. And because of that, I had to pivot to working more with people, individuals, and career transition. Discovered my mentor who helped me to volunteer to speak about many of the topics that I speak to today to the New Beginnings listeners. That's my story. People think that's pretty intriguing. But if you look at my resume, none of that's in there. The human side of my journey, my career story, has helped me to grow my company and grow as a professional. That's how I, Joe McKenzie, integrated my own career story into job search opportunities that I created for myself.
Interesting. Everybody, we're talking about how to integrate your career story into your job search. And I mentioned that I had a follow-up question to that.
Yes.
So how does your career story differ or how is it similar to your resume?
I mean, it parallels it obviously with, the timeline, but unless you overlay things that, it's happened in your life or something that's happened in the world. If we look at it too closely, all we see where we've been, but how soon we forgot about the financial crisis, or maybe 5 years from now when we talk about COVID and how that has impacted people's careers, we see what we want to see. It's our job to overlay our career story on changes in our own life. I can honestly say that when I became a father of triplets 19 years ago, my career goals and balance in life were critical. That's not going to show up in my resume, but it will be reflected on where I wanted to take, where I was at that point, and then the career journey after that. That's really what I'm saying here. The difference is, resume is where you've been. The career story is really the human side of what you were up against, what you wanted to do, what impacted the world, Freddie. If it's the financial crisis or COVID or something else down the road, we've all been impacted by it, right?
We have, in one way or the other.
And that includes, maybe job loss or having to do something different. I've talked about it on New Beginnings about the different industry sectors that may never look like they were at the beginning of this year. Well, there's a human being that's been impacted by one of those industry sectors that may have an opportunity now to kind of overlay why they're making a change, why I want to go from this industry to that industry. Well, it can be often it can be related to events out of our control or in our lives. Maybe we had to travel. Maybe we had to move. Maybe we had to spend time with an elderly parent that needed our attention. And that was, in my case, that was that too. That's how my company started. I needed that flexibility to spend time with my elderly father. That's a part of a career story that I integrated into my own job search.
Can your own story get too personal, or is that even a possibility of being too personal since the interviewer is seeking to learn more about you as a person?
Remember, you're a job search, a professional job search is something that you allow them to understand your why and why you did it. But you do need to make sure that you're measured and make sure that you keep it on a professional level and maybe why I needed to make a change because of family, why I saw something coming due to this external force, either COVID or 12 years ago at the financial crisis. Definitely keep it on a professional level in regards to your job search. And that job search is, you know, talking to employers, but also talking to your bench of advocates in your greater network.
So keeping it professional is a key to this. So that's one guideline. What would be some other guidelines that you would recommend to a job seeker, Joe McKenzie?
Just embrace it. I know that it may be an unorthodox approach, but again, this program that I talked about, we're basically, you know, revisiting your career story. I got more feedback out of this segment than I have at any segment this year. And I must have struck a chord with people to think that, hey, I'm there too, just like what Joe was saying. And I do think that that person hearing us today, Freddie, is going to say, yeah, my career story is something that needs to be told and understood by people. Again, if we look too closely with the microscope and all we see is I worked here from 2008 to 2012 and then, that timeline, there's so many things happen in the world. Technology changes. There's disruptions. We need to make sure that we integrate it, especially in regards to why we're wanting to be in a different role or different organization, Freddie. That's us. That's our being. That's who we are. And I think any employer, anybody in your network, anybody on your bench of advocates that's hearing this for the first time will definitely see why you're doing what you're going to do. You know, I had a lot of people push back and say, why would you leave the office equipment industry after 15 years? Well, my life changed. My family life changed. Mm-hmm. I wanted more balance.
That's
not going to show up on a resume, but it'll definitely show up in my career story. And people understood my why I wanted to pivot to something different. I didn't want to be working 70 hours a week when I have young kids at home. I wanted more balance. I wanted to do something different. This was my opportunity.
Interesting. We're talking with Joe McKenzie about integrating your career story into your job search. Joe McKenzie, is this a memorized narrative that you share with the potential employer?
I think you should have two or three talking points that you want to hit on. And practice. Practice with your advocates, bench of advocates. Run some of those talking points by them. Tell them ask them what they think. Remember, those advocates are going to be honest with you. They're going to be good listeners if they're going to be on your bench of advocates. Run some scenarios by them on why you're changing industries or wanting to do something new. Let them be your focus group, but they'll be honest with you if they listened well and they'll give you that feedback. But I think you keep it natural. I didn't know exactly what we were just going to talk about. But I do think it came across effectively because really I captured the essence of what 2008 did to me. Mm-hmm. What it did for me was open up a whole new world of what I could become because of an external event of the financial crisis where it was turned upside down. I wanted to make it come across as authentic and real and professional.
Joe, share with us the benefit that a job seeker would gain from integrating their career story into a job search.
You may open up new opportunities that you may may have never imagined. You know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about landing and expanding into an opportunity, get your foot in the door. It might be where an organization sees the real you, not just the resume you. And that might open up opportunities, maybe not immediately, but down the road that may come to fruition. So that would be, I think, some of the long-term benefits of integrating your career story within your, you know, your experience, your knowledge, your skills.
Wow. And if you missed any of this, you can go online to www.freddiebell.com and listen to our podcast. Joe McKenzie, you do wonderful work at New Beginnings.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Yes, we turn candidates into contenders.
And that's our story, and we're sticking to it as New Beginnings continues.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklist, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi again, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on New Beginnings. And now it's time to talk about health. We posed some questions to a pandemic expert. His name is W. Ian Lipkin, MD. He is the director of Columbia University's Center for Infection and Immunity, an expert in microbial discovery and outbreak response. He was the scientific consultant for the 2011 film Contagion. That was about a global pandemic that originates from bats in a Chinese market. Sound familiar? We asked him your most pressing questions about the novel coronavirus. The first question was, how do people die from COVID-19 and why is it so hard to treat? The response is that respiratory failure is the most common cause of death, but people also have strokes, neurological disease, and blood vessel damage. One of the things that's striking about this virus is that it has the capacity, he says, to cause so many different types of disease. You could call this virus diabolical in that sense, Dr. Lipkin says. The next question is, how is the novel coronavirus different from the influenza virus? The answer is, with the influenza virus, there are multiple segments that rearrange themselves, so we wind up with dramatic changes from year to year, or even month to month. So to produce the right flu vaccine, we're always trying to predict what we think is going to emerge 6 months down the line. Fortunately, he says, this coronavirus appears to be much more stable, so it's less challenging from the vantage point of having to hit a moving target. We asked the pandemic expert, Dr. W.E.N. Lipkin, your most pressing questions about the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. The next question is, how long does natural immunity last for people who already had COVID-19? For example, if I already had it, am I safe? Dr. Lipkin responds that, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of information on how strong that immunity is or how long it will last. He says for most who have had a mild form, the amount of immunity appears to be quite modest, while those who are most sick will have more antibodies, thus more immunity. One recent study found that SARS-CoV-2 antibodies began to drop off 2 to 3 months after recovery, but it's not yet certain if immunity falls at that same rate. The next one is, when can we expect a vaccine and when will it be available? Dr. Lipkin says we actually have vaccines already, but they haven't been proven to be safe and effective yet. But he says we're expediting testing, and we're already proceeding to manufacture some of them. He says the speed is really unprecedented, and he's confident that, as top federal immunologist Anthony Fauci says, that we'll have a safe and effective vaccine ready to distribute by the end of the first quarter of next year. And finally, do I have to keep physical distancing, washing my hands, and wearing a mask until then? He says there's really nothing else we can offer right now. You have to behave as though everybody's a potential source of infection and protect yourself and those around you. There's an old saying that goes, an ounce of protection produces a pound of cure, and we have an idea for you that includes a perfect day of prevention. The experts say that if you adopt these daily habits to ward off viruses, it will bolster your health and keep your immune system functioning at its very best. I've got at least 7 ideas for you. The number 1 is breakfast, unsweetened bran cereal topped with berries. Fiber is a non-digestible carbohydrate that feeds the good bacteria in your stomach. And when they're happy, they help keep the immune system ready when needed. A half a cup of wheat bran has 12.5 grams, and by adding berries, you'll earn a few more. Plus, berries and other dark-colored berries are rich in flavonoids, antioxidants that can improve your health and other virus-eating cells. Number 2 is take a brisk walk. Immune cells circulate the body during exercise and for 2 or 3 hours afterwards, that according to David Neiman. He is the director of Appalachian State University's Human Performance Lab. He says aim for 30 to 60 minutes of cycling, swimming, jogging, or walking that's brisk enough to make you breathe hard. Number 3, post-workout smoothie or salad. At the start of the pandemic, Helen Messier, a California-based family practitioner and immunologist, added a daily all-plant smoothie to her diet that included a number of different fruits and vegetables. She is suggesting that we should too. Nutritionally, variety is the most important thing, so try to get at least 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Number 4, start your relaxation routine. Stress is a high-powered immune suppressant that floods your body with corticosteroids, the same class of compounds doctors prescribe to treat an autoimmune disease. We use corticosteroids for a lot of allergic diseases, says Mark Ansell, who is a professor of immunology and microbiology at the University of California, San Francisco. He says, think of steroid creams for itchy rashes or the corticosteroids in an asthma inhaler. They work by suppressing the immune system, not what you want if you're trying to quell any army of viral invaders. He says consider taking up a mind-body activity such as yoga, tai chi, or meditation. In one study, adults cut stress with 8 weeks of mindfulness training, and as a result, they were 20% less likely to experience respiratory infection. If the Zen arts aren't for you, then gardening, painting, and other hands-on hobbies can also do the job. Next, visit friends virtually or outdoors. Emerging research indicates that loneliness and social isolation can increase inflammation throughout your body. Experts aren't entirely sure how, but they do know that the effect appears to increase with age. If the weather is nice, consider scheduling a socially distanced walk in the park with a mask on, of course. Otherwise, video chats on Zoom or Google Hangouts can fill the gap until sunnier days return. Next, dine with the fishes. Omega-3 fatty acids, the kind found in oily fish like mackerel, fresh tuna, sardines, and salmon, can measurably reduce levels of inflammation in older adults, that according to a review from researchers in Italy. And animal studies indicate that dietary fish oil can increase the health and circulation of antibody-producing B cells. And finally, begin a screen-free wind down. Sleep is critical for immune health, so in order to avoid difficulty falling asleep, turn off your phone, tablet, and computer 3 hours before bedtime. Those digital devices emit blue light, which suppresses the sleep-inducing hormone melatonin, that according to Messier, he says you can use a blue light blocker for your device. A book and a hot bath are excellent and more natural ways to prep for slumber. A perfect day of prevention. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
I happen to be a possibility thinker because I know that I can reach my goals and overcome any challenge. That's our point of focus, confidence. I'm not discouraged by what seems to be lack or limitation in my life. At one time in history, no one believed that a person could run faster than a 4-minute mile. It was implausible to imagine that a man would ever walk on the moon, let alone a black man become president of the United States. In the past, I've overcome obstacles even when I couldn't see a clear path to my success. I've met my goals and objectives because I knew in my heart that I could, and I know that some of you share that same thought. When you hold on to this kind of confidence, hope replaces doubt, and your mind sees a new dawn. If I'm ever in doubt, I simply re-energize my confidence because I know that everything works out well. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning. You are listening to New Beginnings. And with us right now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis with our 4-Minute Reset. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. It is my pleasure to be here. And it is my pleasure to offer this 4-Minute Reset for all of our listeners, and for you and for me, because who doesn't need a reset once in a while on getting into a practice where you know you can make a choice at any given moment in time is something powerful that all of us can use as a skill. So let's just begin by taking a breath and allowing yourself to become aware of your breath and to give yourself permission to just slow down that breath, to deepen the breath. And for our listeners who perhaps are driving during this time, know that you can participate in this 4-Minute Reset and still be completely aware and able to respond to everything that you need to respond to and pay attention to while you're safely driving. Slowing down your breath is a wonderful way to actually make yourself more alert, to relax into this moment, to become present, trusting in your ability to respond. And as long as nothing needs a response, just settling into your breath and feeling any tension melt away more and more with each and every breath, allowing your body to become softer, more relaxed. Key places where people feel this relaxation is in the jaw muscles, in the back of the neck, in the shoulder area. And as you breathe into these areas, you can even think of the word relax. You can create an image of what that means to you. When you think of that favorite place to relax, what comes to mind? Is it a favorite place that you've been to many times? Is it the thought of you being on your couch at home with a soft blanket? Is it a thought of going to a place that sounds so wonderful, you perhaps have never been there before, but you can imagine it in your mind? And it's interesting how when we begin to ponder these things, oftentimes our bodies will automatically begin to match that which we are imagining. And so as you continue to think of the thoughts, of the details, of the sounds, of the pictures, of the visuals that match your favorite place to relax, just notice how your body automatically begins to respond, becoming softer and more relaxed, allowing you to become more present and allowing you to renew your energy right here and right now so you are more prepared to deal with whatever is yours to deal with today. Thank you for being here for this 4-Minute Reset.
You're listening to Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. This is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure. And we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888-639-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, F-R-E-D-D-I-E-B-E-L-L, FreddieBell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply FreddieBell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply Freddie@FreddieBell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, FreddieBell.com, the telephone number 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week. Right here.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And with me right now is Minnesota's Broadband Speed Initiative Project Manager, Nathan Zacharias. And he's here to talk to us about broadband speed. And I know that with a lot of people on Zoom and Internet and Facebook and just trying to figure out a way with homeschooling and distance learning, that it does take up a lot of broadband. First of all, Nathan, welcome. And what is AARP doing to make broadband more affordable to the folks who need to use the service?
Well, what we're doing right now is promoting something called the Minnesota Broadband Speed Test Initiative. And it is a project that asks people in the community, every community across the state, but particularly here in Minneapolis, to take a 30-second speed test that measures the quality of their home internet connection. Mm-hmm. The reason that's important is we're trying to find out what exactly broadband service looks like throughout the state, because we do not know how many people have access to broadband right now. We don't have a good measure of that.
Wow. So how do you take the broadband test? How is that conducted?
It's really quite simple. You log on to our website. That's mnruralbroadbandcoalition.com/speedtest. And this can be done from a computer, a tablet, a smartphone, anything that has a connection to your home internet connection, or if you're using a cellular connection or a hotspot, you can use that as well. You plug in your home address, you estimate your monthly internet cost, and that's the important part, and then you click run the test. And there's an option to select if you do not have any access to internet at your home. Say you might go to a public library or a coffee shop or wherever you might be able to get a public Wi-Fi connection, you can head there, enter your address, and check, I don't have internet access at my home. That's really important, too. The test automatically measures your download and upload speed and also tells us what kind of connection you have and who provides it. Once it's done, our system logs the results and generates a dot on the map of Minnesota for your test. And what we're looking for are large patterns across communities of lots of dots from these speed tests where we can say, maybe a community has service here, but it's not affordable because we're not seeing a lot of fast speeds, or we're seeing people that say they don't have the connection. Things like that are what we're really looking for here.
So how does this bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots, or the slow and not so fast?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, I suppose. The state does have a program right now that offers grant dollars to communities that aren't connected at all. That doesn't really address the affordability aspect, though, because if you look on a map, every broadband accessibility map, Minneapolis is fully covered. Well, you and I both know that's not every person in Minneapolis has a good home internet connection. It's sort of like saying that because you've got a car dealership in your neighborhood that everybody's got a Ford Mustang. And that's simply not true.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you can't solve a problem you can't measure. And we don't know exactly who has internet and who doesn't. We have lots of anecdotes. We have lots of stories. But we don't have hard data. And that's what makes the speed test so important.
How many tests have you done so far? And what are, or is it too early to tell what you're seeing?
We have about 22,000 speed tests across the state. We're starting to see a few patterns. We don't have a full data set. But what I can say is that even within cities and regional centers, small towns across the state that we know that there's service there, we're starting to see on our map some dots that indicate that either people have chosen not to buy internet or they can't afford it. And so that's what our goal is finding those patterns and then communicating with community leaders to say, how can we tackle this problem? What are some solutions we can come up with, whether that's at the state level, whether that's at the federal level, or even at the local level? We got to have those conversations.
So I know that we're just about out of time, but if there is a final thought, what would that be? And also, can you give us that website again to conduct the speed test on our own?
I would just end by saying that this is a crowdsourced project, meaning if we don't get participation by the community, then this speed test will not happen. We won't have a map full of dots, and that's what we need. We need that in order to communicate with state leaders to fund the state grant program and to possibly pour some additional money into affordability. And again, the website is mnruralbroadbandcoalition.com/speedtest.
Nathan Zachariah is the project manager for Minnesota's Broadband Speed Test Initiative. I can't thank you enough for being with us, and have a really great day.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bell. I appreciate it.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for being with us on New Beginnings. And as the election day gets closer, I wanted to give you some updates on what to expect, some important dates to keep in mind. The first one is October 15th because registering to vote closes but reopens on election day. Also, of course, November 3rd is election day. And here are some voting rules and options. Number one, register to vote online at mnvotes.sos.state.mn.us. You can also call 877-600-8683 for help. That's 877-600-8683 for help with voting. You can also register at a polling place on election day. A Minnesota driver's license or other form of identification is needed. Anyone can request an absentee ballot at mnvotes.sos.state.mn.us, and you can also track your ballot just as you would a package at that site. Mail in your ballot or deliver it to the county election office by 3 p.m. on election day. Other options include on November 3rd, most polling places are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. If you registered at least 21 days before election day, you don't need to supply identification at the polls. Just go in, pick up your ballot, and vote. Polling places will also follow CDC guidelines for health and safety. Voters will be offered masks and hand sanitizer, but will not be required to wear a mask. With fewer election workers, some polling places may be combined. It's important to check with your county or city election office to find your location. And once again, if you need more information about voting in this upcoming election, you can get information on voting rules and options at sos.state.mn.us. And that number again, the telephone number is 877-600-8683.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Perhaps it was, "Don't destroy the earth. There is still hope for humanity." Our heroine, of course, fainted, and the robot took her limp body into the spaceship. He then went out and retrieved the dead body of Klaatu, and through advanced technology on the spaceship, he brought him back to life. The alien visitor addressed the great scientists of the world who had gathered at the spaceship at his invitation and gave them his final warning. "It is up to you, people of Earth, what your fate will be. The choice is yours." And the spaceship took off and disappeared into space as the movie ends. Now you might wonder, why on earth am I bringing a science fiction story to our Sunday service? And even after my lesson, some may still be wondering, what did he do that for? But I offer, especially following my recent lesson series based on Bible stories, why would I turn to science fiction? Because all stories, whether from sacred literature, parables of Jesus, or fairy tales or fables or the science fiction movies of our contemporary culture, carry and inspire our moral imagination. They create meaning out of current events, and they inspire our future possibilities. So what can this story suggest to us, especially in the context of our current world protests and within our greater human family? Well, let me contrast it with another story, a far more ancient story, a story of a people who sought their promised land. The Hebrews, under the leadership of Moses, fled their captivity in Egypt to journey toward that dream of a homeland. As the Egyptian army pursued them, they reached the Red Sea. They were stirred, confused, and paralyzed by their fear. But Moses, their leader, cried out, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the enemy whom you see today, you shall see again no more. The Lord will work for you, and you shall hold your peace." Now, as the story goes, God parted the waters of that sea, and they passed through, leaving the Egyptian army behind them. Moses called the people to their imagination of what could be if they stood still, grounded in their truth, considering the possibility before them, and followed the guidance of God. Perhaps we also have reached a time in our country, and even globally, that we must stop, stand still, pay attention to the possibility before us, a new world or a destroyed world, a new peace or a lost dream of promise. The world that works for all, or a collection of violent tribes? How great is our vision of the world family? And how hard are we willing to work to see it, to create it, to heal what needs to be healed? I hope, in some way, whether it is the science fiction film of the 50s or the ancient exodus of the Hebrew people thousands of years ago, we have come again to a time of challenge, a time of choice. There is much, much that can be accomplished in our human family if we choose, as James Baldwin said, to face what is right before us and work to change what needs to change, to heal what needs to be healed, to connect and unite in a way we have never done before. I'd like to share this reading from our co-founder of Unity, Myrtle Fillmore. It was written at the beginning of the 20th century, a century that brought tremendous change in many forms to the world. And to me, in its few lines, it sums up her vision of what we call our unity truth, the justice of God that we can bring into expression in this world. Myrtle wrote, "God is infinite justice. Speak this, think about it, study it word by word, pray for understanding of its real meaning. Then identify yourself with God. Claim your inseparable oneness with God. Declare that you then are infinite justice. The justice of God is your action in all ways. As you study this statement, you will realize that it is true that one of the qualities of God as divine law is infinite justice, ever active throughout the universe. You will come to understand that because you are the offspring of God, with freedom of choice and with command of the power, faculties, and qualities of being, you can determine just what will come into your life. You can determine what infinite justice will mete out to you. You can determine what your own attitude and actions toward others will bring to you as a result of their impressions of what you give forth. Because God is infinite justice, you can always change the causes you set into operation and so change the results. It is always measured to you as you yourself measure by your attitude and actions. It is always measured to you as you yourself measure by your attitude and actions.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.